Are you ready to get revved up? Are you ready for some more common sense positive information with Mike Spillman's Future You University? Strap yourself in and let's get started. Here's your host, Mike Spillman.
All right, welcome to another episode of Mike Spillman's Future You University, where we believe that your greatest education takes place on the campus of your mind. I also believe as long as there is breath, there is hope. Please do not ever lose sight of that fact. As a matter of fact, if you've not ever really heard me talk about that, just go back a few episodes and you will find a podcast dedicated specifically to that phrase. As long as you're alive and you're breathing, no matter how big, how dark, how impossible things may seem, friend, hear this, believe it, live it, breathe it. You have opportunity today, right now, to begin the process. It is a process. To begin that process of turning things around, changing the direction of your life and your future. This is your host, Mike Spillman. Thank you for joining me today for another brief episode of Future You University. If you don't mind, let's just pause just for a moment and ask God to bless this time together. God, thank you for today. Thank you for those that are listening. Don't know who they are, where they're from, why they're even here. Don't even know when in time that they're listening to this. But God, help them to understand that they are here not by accident, but they are here for a reason, that there is a purpose for them listening to this podcast right now. God, thank you for the opportunity that I have to be used by you. And I just pray, Father, that whatever it is that the listener is needing in their life, that this will be something that will help them, that will maybe help flip a switch in their life to begin that process of making improvement in and for their life. Thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, all that you promised to do in the power and in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. So what we're going to do, we're going to switch over. I recorded a short video just the other day on something that I just felt very passionate about. And so we're just going to jump to the audio version from that video and then we'll close it out once it's done. Everybody, Mike Spillman here. Welcome to a short video, just kind of sharing some thoughts with you, just things kind of going through my mind. Hope you're having a good day. Hope you're having a good week. Hope that you're having a good 2024 so far. We're almost to the end of the first quarter already. That's kind of hard to believe, isn't it? But I've been going through a lot of things on the computer, again, trying to learn this, a lot of tech that I've kind of got left behind on. Just kind of investigating different things. And one thing, I'm not sure why it still amazes me, but it does. And that's just the level of what people promote or say about a product or a service that they offer and what they actually do or don't do in their delivery. And it just kind of brings me to the question, I guess, for all of us, it's just simply, who are you? Who are you as far as not who do you say you are, but who are you? And that's really what it boils down to, isn't it? A lot of things that I look at, and I've done this enough over the years that there's a lot of them. I can kind of wade through it just even watching a video, a presentation, and can kind of figure out. And then there's other times that, yeah, I've been taken time to time, even not too awful long ago. Where somebody seemed to be genuine, real, and it was a whole different story when you got down to it, as far as what was delivered or not delivered again, and versus what was promised. I just hope we do better than that. I hope that your dedication to yourself, to your life, to your legacy, is to do better than that and to be better than that. I've got a lot of friends involved in business, got a lot of people involved in online businesses. And I believe every one of them would agree with me that we want to be better than that. We want to do better than that. We want to pass on, again, communication, connection with people that is better than that. Hey, listen, it's been a fact, I guess, from the beginning. The world is full of shysters. The world is full of people trying to get what they can get out of anybody any way that they can get it. But don't let that tarnish you. Whoever you are, whatever your situation is, you may not be looking at things like I'm looking at. You may not be involved in online things or whatever it is, but we still see it and deal with it probably on an almost daily basis, no matter what we're doing. But again, don't be tarnished by that and let it change who you are, but really examine. And as we go through our days, maybe at the end of each day, and just say, was I true to myself? Did I exemplify who I claim to be? Or did I cave in and become someone else because of you fill in the blank? So that's all I'm going to leave with you today, is just that encouragement to be true to who you are, to be better than what we see lots of times, and stick true to who you are, no matter what's going on around you, no matter what the pressure may be true to who you are. Thanks for spending a few moments with me. As always, I just want to encourage you to have a blessed day by being a blessing in somebody's day. And whatever you do, be sure to make it an awesome day. You make it an awesome day, because hey, who else is going to do it for you? Here's your answer. Absolutely nobody. See you later. Take care.